You ready? 5, 4, 3.
Welcome to Working Musicians. My name is Roger Z. I'm your host. Check out our website at theworkingmusician.com. Got lots of audio, so if you're not watching the show, you can actually listen to it. Not everybody can live in Great White Plains like I do. But you also find out lots of embarrassing stuff about me, not my guests. And speaking of guests, my guest today is the lovely Renee Carlson, a blues harp player, right?
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Primarily, I've seen you with Buried in Blue.
Buried in Blue. That's the band I play with. Great
band. Want to talk about them a little bit?
Buried in Blue is a classic rock blues band. The heart of the band are two great guitar players, Tom Dowd and Kevin McSweeney. They write much of their own music, and if you come hear us play, you get to hear a lot of their own pieces during the night. And I fell in with them about 2 years ago. I met Tom at a jam in the area and went to hear him play one night, and I caught Kevin and he playing acoustic. And I love acoustic, and acoustic guitar and harmonica is great stuff together. It's just wonderful. And the minute I popped the CD that Tom gave me of Buried in Blue in my car, and I'm listening to it on the way home, I'm going to got to play with this band. This is a great band.
I think I have that CD. I'm going to be reviewing it for more sugar.
Okay.
When I was a little younger, I used to see Sonny Terry and Brownie McGee play on Bleecker Street in Manhattan.
Yeah. Oh, man. I came to playing harmonica somewhat late in my life, and I missed catching a lot of the greats while they were still alive. I never got a chance to hear Sonny Terry play, but he was a phenomenal harmonica player. And Brownie McGee's was a great guitar player. And you see that throughout the tradition of the blues, is that you see great pairs of guitar harmonica players. Junior Wells and Buddy Guy have an acoustic CD out of playing together.
Interesting. So what got you into playing the harp? What was the magic moment where you said, I got to sing, I got to play the harp, I got to do the blues, I got to sing country? Or...
Well, part of it is I don't sing. I don't think anybody paid to hear me sing. So,
interesting.
The harmonica in a way is my voice.
Okay.
And my father was grew up on the farm in Nebraska, and as a farm boy in Nebraska, harmonicas were, you know, and this is during the Depression, and harmonicas were a very popular, inexpensive instrument, and very much part of the folk music tradition of the Midwest and of the South, and my dad, when I was a kid, taught me when I was like 10 years old how to pick out melodies on the harmonica. He taught me some basic...
Diatonic melodies?
Actually, they were chromatic. He had a chromatic, so he taught me how to...
Oh, wow.
But all I knew as a kid was how to kind of just pick out a single melody line on a harmonica. And it wasn't... But I loved it. I loved playing these sappy melodies, and I play all these sappy pop melodies and folk melodies and things like that. And I always had a harmonica with me. You know, when I went to college, I took it with me. When I went on camping trips, I took it with me.
A chromatic or the regular blues harp type?
At the time, I had the chromatic because I didn't understand the blues harp. And maybe we should just talk what we're talking about for a minute.
Why don't you show our audience the difference between the two?
This is a chromatic, and it is like a little piano in a box here.
How many octaves?
There are about 4 octaves on it.
Wow.
And that's because each hole, you get 2 notes out of a hole. You can blow into a harmonica. In fact, the harmonica is one of the only 2 instruments in the world that you play by breathing in. And you get 2 notes on one hole by breathing out and breathing in. That's one hole. And in the chromatic, they have a little slide here, and when you push this in, you would get what would be the equivalent of the black keys on the piano. So out I've got white keys, in I've got black keys, and I can play any type of song. In fact, I know someone, a great harmonica player who studied at Juilliard, Robert Bonfiglio, and he plays classical on an instrument like this. Just full classical with the whole orchestra behind him.
Oh, that's cool.
Classical pieces. What you were talking about and where where you get the sound that you need for the blues is out of a different kind of harmonica, which is much smaller, and these are much less expensive at the turn of the century when they started making them, and this is called a diatonic. And it's structured a little bit differently, and it doesn't have all the white and black keys that a piano would have. So you have a different diatonic. You need a different harmonica for any key that you're playing in.
So you don't blow out. If you blow out and then breathe in, you don't get two notes.
Or you do get two notes, but you don't have the slide on it. So you don't get what would be the half steps up. You would get a full kind of just straight chromatic scale. And the bottom of it is structured so that you can get chords. So
cool.
The second octave, those are all the notes that are available to me. I can't get any minors or anything out of it by pushing in a slide. That's all I've got. Then the bottom of it kind of skips some of those notes so that I can get, if I breathe out, I breathe out over three notes, I get a chord. If I breathe in over three notes, I get a chord. But I can't run up the scale. I don't have a scale there.
Interesting. So they kind of compromise. They give you a little
chord on the bottom.
They compromise
to get it. That's right. So you can get a... So you get some chords on the bottom. And then you do a little melody on the second octave. Now, somewhere along the way, we're kind of digressing into a history lesson on the diatonic.
Okay.
But somewhere along the way, after this instrument was created, somebody realized that if they kind of sucked really hard on one of the holes, they could actually change the pitch of the note.
They can bend it.
They can bend it. That's a very important word in blues harmonica playing. And when you bend it, you get all kinds of expressiveness that you wouldn't get on the chromatic.
You can't bend a note on the chromatic?
Not really. Stevie Wonder does a pretty good job, but you just get... We'll do a bend.
Oh, you're bending it.
You get a little bit, yeah. But you get on this, you can get a bend like this. Hold it right.
That's a big bend.
And what you can do then is you can get some of the, when I talked about this, they didn't have the black keys of a piano. When they learned how to bend, especially on this lower octave, you started to be able to get those minor notes into your song, and you were able to play in the music in the tradition of the African work songs, African American work songs, and camp songs, and what would be considered, you know, what was the forefathers of blues music, those spirituals and such that came out of the African American tradition with that seven note African American scale. So what happened is once they learned how to bend the notes on this thing, so you could start getting really expressive licks like this. And you could really work it, and you could really get it to sound like a voice. Like a really expressive, soulful voice.
What I heard is you bent flat and then went up to the note. Was that? Can you sharpen the note, or is it always you take a note and you bring it down?
Most of it is taking the note and bringing it down.
Okay.
There is a technique that's very difficult called overblows, where you can get pretty much any note. Including a sharp, you can sharpen it up. It's very difficult.
My friend Al Frankel told me about that.
Yeah, very difficult. Accomplished harmonica players do it. It's not really needed if you want to. If you just want to play the blues, it's not needed to play. To just pick up the harmonica and play.
Now, you know, I used to play harmonica. I didn't tell you that, but back in the day, I used to do some Dylan tunes. And I know there's two ways to play the harmonica in what we call first position.
Mm-hmm.
And fourth position.
Mm-hmm.
So you take the same notes, but you play them against different chords, and it kind of gives you different notes. It
gives you a different feel, yeah.
So Bob Dylan normally sounded to me like he played in first position.
Right.
I always loved the way he did Just Like a Woman. And it's real easy to solo. He always sounds very random. Mm-hmm. Somehow he's lucky. Doesn't mm-hmm. sound like he's really thinking about it, but he blows the note. They sound pretty good. Most blues players play in fourth position.
Actually, it's second position.
Second position. I'm thinking if we're in the key of A, you'd be...
It's four notes up, though, yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Can you... You know, we were talking about doing a train song before.
Mm-hmm.
Can you show us some of your techniques?
Yeah. I'd love. I mean, I showed you a little technique with bending.
Right.
They're just what as I started. So we'll go back to how I got into the harmonica.
Okay.
Because that'll take me right into technique into a train song. My dad taught me how to pick out melodies. I picked up one of these little ones at one point, and I said, I'm missing notes on the bottom. I can't play this, and I put it away, right? And I couldn't figure it out. I didn't know why I was missing notes here, because I was used to playing that nice, you know, up the scale, da-da-da-da-da-da. And I took a workshop one in New York City. You can get a workshop in anything in New York City. And I found a workshop in blues harmonica playing, and I went, and they taught the basics on this instrument. And I learned that I didn't know how to play it. And I came away with two things. One, knowing that I didn't really know how to play it. And two, I came away with a CD of great blues harmonica playing. And I put the CD on at home, put on the headphones, and that's when I realized how incredibly sophisticated this little instrument can be and the enormous kinds of techniques you can bring to it. So, and that the harmonica... Blues is to the harmonica like jazz is to the saxophone. Blues brings out all of this wonderful texture and technique and such on the harmonica. So just to demo a couple of types of techniques that if you listen to it, once you kind of study the harmonica a little bit, you can listen to people playing it and really appreciate what they're doing with the instrument. So we covered bending. And another technique that harmonica players do is called a warble. And
going across notes real
two
fast.
Notes, going across two notes.
Okay.
And then you can bend that warble. And there's another technique called tongue blocking, which basically is you slap your tongue down so that you start off playing, you can start off playing more notes and then isolate a note, or you can play notes on either side of your tongue and you're creating extra richness. So octave tongue blocking would be doing this. And slap tongue blocking. So when you listen to Bob Dylan, it sounds really simple, but he's a master at isolating just that combination of notes and chords that he wants to get the precise sound that he wants on a song.
So you're saying he tongue blocks and he knows what he's doing?
I'm not sure if he's tongue blocking, but the point is that he knows his harmonica intimately, and it's not, he's just not going... It might kind of sound like that, but he's really, when you listen to the great harmonica players, they are intentionally pulling out of the harmonica through whatever notes they're hitting, you know, one or more notes. They're intentionally pulling out just the right amount of sound, just the right amount of air to get what they want. So they may be playing a couple of notes, but they're not doing that. They're playing just enough to get the right sound. That's right, there's a subtlety there.
So you consider Bob one of the greats?
I consider Bob one of the great musicians of all time, and I will not say anything against his harmonica playing.
No, I didn't mean to put him down. Yeah. I just...
In terms of technique, he doesn't... The techniques I was talking about, he doesn't employ a lot of the techniques that you'd hear from, like, Little Walter or Kim Wilson or Walter Horton. But what he plays really works with his songs. It's just the right sound to fill out his songs.
Any more techniques?
Let's see. I like doing this. I don't do this. I haven't worked this into playing much, but I love this. This is kind of it's a flutter technique.
Okay.
Kind of like you get a mandolin.
Yeah, that's cool.
And, you know, chording, which I was doing a little bit before, which is, and your snapping your tongue, you know, in your mouth so that you're getting kind of a t, like if I was, you're articulating, just like I might be saying a t or a d or something like that. You're doing that with your tongue as you're playing so that you're giving some articulation to the sound that's coming out. So if we kind of put this into a train song.
Let's hear the train song.
There'll be a little bending, a little, I didn't do wah-wah. So that's what you hear on country. Right? That's what you're used to. In blues, though, you don't, it's kind of sissy to do a. In blues, if you really want to be macho, you do a throat vibrato.
Let's hear that. Wow, see, your whole throat's shaking.
Yeah. So you get that sound using your I'm not sure what I'm using, actually. Your throat. You're closing your throat, opening and closing it, kind of like you're gagging. So.
You ready? Cause
yeah, so we'll do a little... We'll
want to hear the train song because I want to have time to jam with you.
All right, okay. All right, so a little train song. Train song is real traditional harmonica playing. Sonny Terry would do train songs. DeFord Bailey, who was the only black man to play at the Grand Ole Opry for decades, was famous for his train songs. Kind of noodling around on the harmonica.
What was great is you can hear the train just starting. You hear it just start building up steam going down the track. And then the bends almost sound like the train's going the sound bends, you know, just like it's like a scientific thing. But now, what harmonica you got there?
I'm in A.
Let me reach over. Get my guitar. Manage to stay in the shot. Amazing. Okay. I got my friend Jim behind the camera, who is always great in schooling me on what to do. So we're going to do a little blues number in E that I wrote.
I'm in second position.
Okay,
I've
second.
Got an A harp, but we're playing in the key of A.
Okay, cool. So you're going to throw in all your techniques.
And we'll just noodle.
This is a song called Talk, Talk, Talk. It's about an old friend of mine. Same old news. Wine, wine. really try. Nothing's ever right, don't you wonder why? Awesome. Awesome. Favorite harmonica players?
My favorite living harmonica player, actually my favorite harmonica player of all times, is James Cotton, last of the great Chicago African-American blues harmonica players, played with Muddy Waters. Muddy Waters was a great, maybe one of the greatest blues guitar players, band leaders. And he had a string of harmonica players come through his band, and James Cotton was one of the last. He's still alive. He's still playing, and gets a sound out of his instrument that I don't know how he does it.
I have a number of his albums. Oh. He suffered from a throat issue.
He can't sing anymore, but he can still play.
He always hires someone to sing,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. Actually, he has Slam Allen singing for him. Slam Allen's a local New York. New York guy.
Okay.
And well. Of course, I mean, you know, the classics. Sonny Boy Williamson too, phenomenal player, and has again his own distinctive sound that makes it's not only is he accomplished technically, he has a distinctive sound that makes him special. Little Walter, of course, is one of the great harmonica players of all time. My current up and coming, you know, current player who I think is at the top of his game is Kim Wilson, who used to play with the Thunderbirds.
Okay, cool.
And
Tough Enough.
Huh? Tough Enough. That's
that
right. Tough Enough. And he is phenomenal. And he actually has an acoustic CD out with, I think it's Jack Johnson, called Smokestack Lightning, which has great, great acoustic harmonica playing on it.
Wow.
Just, you know, again, that harmonica guitar duo.
Now, I saw Toots Thielman, like 3 or 4 years ago, mm-hmm. at the Jazz Festival. He was unbelievable.
Yep. Now, he's the master of the chromatic that we were talking about earlier, and I cannot really play the chromatic. I can kind of cheat a little on the chromatic, but it's a whole different technique to play it, and he is phenomenal and has been playing since the 50s. And almost any harmonica that you would hear on a movie soundtrack from the 60s is probably Toots Thielman backing him.
So did he do Moon River? Or?
You know, I don't know for sure.
My favorite chromatic harmonica player is Stevie Wonder.
Yeah.
I mean,
he's the best.
No one does any.
Yeah.
No one put that kind of sax playing sound on a record like he did.
Yeah, he's the best. And when I start studying the chromatic, he's where I'll start. You know, I'll start.
It's funny that you started with it.
Yeah. But the blues has a grittiness and a heart to it, and the Stevie is really good. But with blues, you have in the history of blues, you have dozens of great harmonica players fronting bands and playing blues. In other types of music, you tend to have one person who kind of corners the market, and it's not as central an instrument in other genres like jazz or classical. I know there are many good jazz harmonica players out there, but, you know, Toots is the man. Robert Bonfiglio is the man for classical. You have a couple of people who play country harmonica. It's kind of filler in other genres and popular music, but in the blues, it's the heart. It can be the heart of blues.
Tough question for you. You ready for a tough
sure.
question?
Okay. I'll try.
We've been talking about Afro-Americans. A blonde female from Nebraska. Are you getting any respect?
I do, actually. I do. I get respect. I have been on a cruise. I've been into New York City. I've hung around Terra Blues. I play in at a church in Harlem, in a Pentecostal gospel church in Harlem, and I get lots of respect and appreciation. I've told that I play well in the pocket.
So soul is soul, right?
Soul is soul. Yeah.
You got it or you don't.
You got it. Yep. Yep.
Last question, kind of a funny question. Any song that you hate to play? Any song that when your bands play, someone calls and you just can't stand it?
Well, yeah. I don't like to play disco. Well,
you're taking a whole genre. Okay.
A whole genre. When the band starts playing disco, I'm picking up the tambourine and I'm putting down the harmonica. I haven't figured out a way to put... I can put harmonica to rock. I can put it to R&B. If I worked on it, I could put it to jazz. Obviously, it does blues, gospel. I can put harmonica to gospel.
Renee,
give me disco. That's out of my league.
Thank you so much
sure.
for coming.
No, it's been a great pleasure. A lot of fun. Thank you for having me. And are we off?
I hope so. Is it still rolling, Bob?
I had to wait for that. Red light to go out.
Uh-huh.
Which light to go out?
He had two still on.
Okay. Okay.
You had me tapping my foot.
Yeah,
good.
That's a very good job, Renee.
Thank you.
Very good job. I think.
Roger, you were right, too.
I think I like it when we play music. More fun.
Yeah. I mean, it's not the most perfect setting, but it's, it's like two people show up in your living room and say, hey.
Or we even jammed a little bit, right?
Oh, yeah.
Good. Well, you know, I'm going to definitely have you come back another time.
Yeah, let's get a
we'll work up some other tunes or something.
Going, yeah. Well, someday maybe I'll actually write something and I can...
So, we had two starts there, or what did you guys, just kept it rolling?
No.